Thoughts on 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 25. The word delivered. Now, you may recall in a previous discourse that I tried to make a distinction when I was in verse 23, where it says there, through the living and enduring word of God. And then you come in verse 25, but the word of the Lord stands forever. And then we get our text in this discourse, and this is the word that was preached to you. I've been trying to draw a distinction. I try to draw a distinction between the word in the sense of the revelation, the declaration. The word I would use is message, the message of God. And now we have the scriptures, and now we have the delivery, the communication of those scriptures, of the message through the scriptures. We're talking now about the actual delivery, the communication of the word of God. God has issued his word, his fiat, let there be light, and there is light. All manner is grass, but the word of the Lord, that message of God, stands. Now, I don't think this is talking in a very real sense about the actual pages of scripture. Of course, the message is there in the pages of scripture. The word of God is the scripture, but it's the word itself, the word, the living word, the message of God. But now, and this is the word that was preached to you, the gospel being declared, the gospel being proclaimed, the gospel being preached. You have purified your hearts of yourselves through obeying the truth. You have a sincere love for your brothers and so on. You've been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable through the living and enduring word, message of God, God's word, let there be light. All men are like grass and so on. But the word of the Lord, that message, that living power, that vital unction of the Spirit in the word, God's word declared in God himself, stands forever. But of course, this has to be preached and declared and proclaimed. Now, I am convinced that preaching is far wider than just simply pulpit work. But I believe it's what you might call pulpit work. 1 Corinthians 1 and 2, it seems to me that there's a preaching of the word. You see it in the Acts of the Apostles, a proclaiming of the word. God can work directly, of course, but he usually works through the declamation, the declaration, the proclamation, the heralding, the shouting abroad, or use that word, of the word of God. I believe these things are more important than Christendom has narrowed it. It's narrowed down to just pulpit work and lecturing. No. It's a communication of the very word of God. There is God's word which stands, but it has to be communicated. This is what Peter is speaking about. Now we have the word of God. God's message is there. And it's revealed to us in scripture, yes. But now we need the living unction and power of the Spirit to lift it off that page of scripture and make it effective and powerful. We want to see that word active and alive, convicting and converting sinners, regenerating them, bringing them to Christ, and edifying the saints of God. The word of the Lord stands forever, and this is the word that was preached to you. May it be said in this generation that God has raised up men who know how to preach this word, and may there be many that hear it, and all to the glory of God. Amen.